Have something coming to her at age 25?
Oh, yeah. If I have anything to do with it, she does.
Oh, my gosh, sir. With what she's been through, you're gonna... this is no longer Saturday, you idiot.
So I'm the only one that thinks this is weird? Am I the only one in the world that thinks this is an odd story?
The poor little girl got a disease and fell in a well.
She didn't get a disease. She fell in a well and she was rescued and she's fine and has been fine for 20 years. What? I don't understand that. I've never heard
this part
of the story.
But she wasn't fine for those 2 days. And so we want to do something to show her that, you know, we support her. We support her well falling. That if you fall in a well, that we will take care of you. And why do you have to have such a problem with it?
I just feel like this is the most bananas story I've ever heard, and no one's really got an issue with
it. No, I'm with you there. I don't understand it.
You're against baby Jessica.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go on record.
Getting money.
Yeah, I'll go on record and saying that. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That money should have gone to her parents.
Well, I think her parents.
Why? They didn't fall in a well.
Yeah, I think they're. I think there's a lot of. Generous people who gave their gifts and money and things like that. Her parents didn't know what to do with it. They put it in the trust fund.
Why didn't they give it back?
Well, I don't know.
Because she lived, they got to give it back?
They should have given it to charity if they didn't know what to do with it.
She is the charity.
What's her charity?
She fell in a well.
So stupid. How
it's stupid that she fell in a well?
It's stupid that people would donate tons of money to a girl that was rescued out of a well.
Well,
why? It captured the nation's imagination.
Yeah, good.
She was trapped in there with her leg hiked above her head, doing a high kick for 2 days.
Well,
she deserves a little something, don't you think?
Yeah. I think the people of Japan deserve our donations.
Well, of course they do.
Well, they're not stuck in a well. She is.
There are many, many, and have been many, many more deserving stories for charitable donations up to $1 million than baby Jessica.
Well, why do you say
she
that?
She was 18 months old. She had to go through 15 surgeries after that. Part of her
lost
right
a
foot
toe?
Was amputated.
Well, pay for the surgeries. That's understandable.
Well, I think they did.
Well, but they've got a surplus of almost $1 million.
Yes, that's hers for pain and suffering. She was in a frickin' well.
All right, continue the story. Let's see where this goes.
Well, so she's going to get this $800,000. That was October of 87, by the way, when she fell in that well. Did you know that the well was only 8 inches in diameter, that hole that she fell in? That's how small it was.
How's that even possible?
She was out there playing with her little cousins or something. Her mom had to run in the house to answer the phone, came back out. Baby Jessica was missing. They are searching around for her, and I guess they finally hear her down in this hole that they thought had been covered up. And she was trapped down there for 2 days until they were able to drill down and get her out of there. So now she's 25. She's married to a guy named Morales is his last name, Danny Morales. They have 2 kids, a 4-year-old and a 20-month-old. She still lives in Midland. She lives, by the way, I think less than a mile from the hole that she earned so much money with, as opposed to other women.
Wouldn't she want to
earn money with a different?
Wouldn't she want to move as far away from that well as possible?
Yes, because I would. That well has it out for her. You need to get away from it before it sucks you back in.
Does your bad story have this note? Someone emailed and said that this money is what she got through a book deal.
Yeah, their book deal, movies, stuff like that.
And all that. Okay, that makes some more sense to me.
But you would have a problem with it if it was people that had donated this money to her.
Out of kindness, yes.
God, you're weird.
Damon emails and says, I've got a big scar on my left knee from coffee being spilled on my arm as a baby. Where's my money?
Well, he didn't get on CNN for 3 days straight, okay?
Right. If the marketplace dictated that his was a kick-ass story, then he should get money for it.
Yeah, if you can get it into a 3-day telethon, then that's one thing.
Wait a second. Coffee was spilled on his arm, so he's got a scar on his knee?
I'm sorry. Arm and arm. I think I put knee in there for some reason. I don't know why.
Now, this Danny Morales that baby adult Jessica is married to.
Who is this Mexican?
Well, I'm telling you, Frank.
Whoa. That's a drop.
Man.
What's a drop?
Jeez. He has a troubled past. Before he met Jessica, he fathered three sons by three different women and was often in legal trouble for non-payment of child support.
Boy, this guy doesn't get a hold of the money, does he?
He spent 2 years in federal prison for his role in a West Texas smuggling ring that imported marijuana from Mexico and then shipped it around the country.
Finally, he did the math and figured out he's just 2 years away from an $800,000 gold mine.
Yes.
So he became Mr. Baby Jessica.
Yes, Mr. Baby Adult Jessica.
Mm-hmm. And boom goes the dynamite.
Because he didn't marry her when she was still the baby with the doing the high kick.
So there's your answer to that question you asked.
This is how she's doing now.
Who is?
His name Kendry Morales?
No, his name is Danny Morales.
Danny.
Here's a picture of him and their two kids.
Okay, looks like a fairly normal family.
Yeah.
Let me say that.
Don't look like she could fall in that well now.
Hey. Come on.
You know, there was a...
Let me get a good look at her.
She's 5'3". She's still...
Sorry.
She still has a long scar that bisects her forehead from her scalp line all the way down to the bridge of her nose. She and her husband operate a home-based business called Morales Mobile Car Wash.
What is that?
Why is he laughing?
He's laughing at this guy's
name. I've never heard of that.
Sounds like he'll come out to your
walk around with a hose and a bucket all day?
Have you ever heard of a mobile car wash?
Absolutely. They got that service up here. You can get your car washed up here. The guys have those high-pressure washers on the back of their truck.
Really?
You're such an elitist.
I've never heard of that.
Laughing at their business.
He ain't going to be in business here in about 2 months.
Now, why?
He doesn't have to be. He's going to cash in for $800,000. And all of a sudden,
there's no way
the appointment's going to go way down.
What?
Nah, that's all right. I don't have to go clean that car anymore.
That is sorry if a guy is content to live off of his wife's childhood trauma.
I know, right?
Anyway, yeah, it's called Morales Mobile Car Wash, and they travel to people's homes and businesses to wash their cars and trucks with a pressurized spray system that's mounted on a trailer.
You guys, that was a drop. That was a drop. I was not laughing.
Well, what is a drop? I don't pull drops.
He won't have to be mobile in 2 days.
He's killed us twice in this segment.
Jessica has no memory of what happened to her back in 1987. She says, I think I was 5 or 6 years old and I was watching this television show called 911 with my stepmother. Well, up pops my story and video of the rescue. I was touched by the little girl being hurt and I think I started crying. And my stepmother said something like, honey, don't you know that you are that little girl?
That's wild.
And if you believe that, then you also believe Wolverines will make good house pets.
Jeez. You don't believe
Greg Miller?
You think she just made that up, that little story about how she didn't even remember it until she saw it again when she was 6?
I do. Because she's watching this story and they're saying they're rescuing baby Jessica McClure and she didn't, it didn't dawn on her.
She's
six.
Wait a minute. I got another one.
That's my name and I just fell in a well.
I got another
problem.
She
didn't remember that she fell in a well.
I got another problem to the stepmother of baby Jessica. You really plop down a 5-year-old in front of emergency 911? Here, sweetheart, let's look at some of these wheels off incidents here. Hey, a guy with an arrow through his head. That's wild. Look at that.
That's a Steve Martin stand-up routine. So what's the greater tragedy? That she fell in a well or that she married a guy who has the Morales mobile car wash business?
I think that's fine. I don't think she ever got over watching 911 as a 5-year-old.
Of the three tragedies,
that's
you say that's the worst.
For, yeah.
All right, what's the worst tragedy, Craig?
It's close, but I'll say the well. But it's close.
Gosh, you guys are jerks.
No,
I was trying to do a feel-good story.
You guys are getting just as big a kick out of Morales Mobile Car Washing as I am, but you're trying to act like you're not.
I am not.
Sí, mucho.
You're a jerk.
You are a jerk.
I'm never doing this story again.
Here's what's weird about that service, that business. Your car is mobile. You can drive your car to the car wash.
Right.
It's the most mobile thing you have.
Now you don't have to. He's going to come out to your place and wash it for you.
Yes,
it's not
he's
like
got
a yard
he's
service.
He's got a pressurized hose on the back of a trailer.
A yard service makes sense. You can't take your yard somewhere, but everybody can drive their car to the car wash. Why does the car wash have to come to you?
Maybe he didn't think out the whole business plan.
Apparently
he
didn't.
Cut him some slack. He's trying something. He's trying to get his life together.
He is.
He's had some problems.
Yes. As has she.
Yeah.
He's bouncing back. I bet he's doing pretty well with that.
I bet he's not.
Golly.
All right, this is what we need to do.
For the record, I wanted to know that he's against this type of living. I know there's people out there that make a living doing this.
Okay, what about the people who go and replace your windshield? They come out to you. Your car's mobile.
Yeah,
you could drive to them.
Yeah, but it's dangerous at that point. It's not in full service. You could have something, you know, blow right in your face while you're driving, and you go off the high five, and you're dead.
Oh, people drive around those dots in their window all the time.
Look at our boss, the cat man.
He went
his windshield
years.
Looks like a highway map.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Got some cracks running through it. Well, okay, this is what we should do. Then maybe in the corner this week, we'll call, place an anonymous on-air call to the Morales Car Wash and get their prices and talk with them and see how business is going. Will you call him and tape the phone call?
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
I bet he's doing pretty well. He's about to do real well.
See if you can get him to confide in you about how he's about to shut the thing down here in a few months.
Man, it was just a terrible idea.
All right. So there's your baby Jessica update.
So this day in history, 45 years ago.
Well, no, it wasn't this day. I'm just telling you that she's about to turn 25, which means that she's going to get the $800,000 that she got for that high kick routine that she pulled off in 87.
Now you know the rest of the story.
God, don't play that. That is such creepy audio.
Because he's no longer with us?
Well, no, it just sounds like Paul Harvey. It's deathbed Paul Harvey. Listen to him. It's like, Dad, it's okay. You can let go now.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey. Good day.